Spirit Radio Podcasts.
For our weekly Life in 5 interview, where we talk to someone about their life, the ups and downs, and really where faith has come into it in their life. And they do it in a very simple way. They just pick 5 questions that we give them from a list and they answer it. And in studio to tell us more, we have our Life in 5 guest for this week, Aoife Buckley. Good morning, Aoife. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, before we get to your questions, tell us just a little bit about yourself, Aoife.
Well, I'm Aoife. I'm 23 years old. I live in Bray, very, very local. And I'm currently studying art history in college.
Great.
I've always loved art history. I did study architecture, but now I'm also studying art history.
Studying art history. That's a really interesting subject to study. Listen, it's great to have you with us in studio, Aoife. And we always love to have young people on Spirit Radio talking about life and faith. So we'll get into your questions. So question number one is your favourite Bible verse and why?
Ooh, I think my first question and second question definitely feed into each other, but the Bible verse I chose was Romans 8:28, which is, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose." And I just think, especially the part where it says, "all things God works for the good," I definitely believe that in my life, and I've definitely been through some times where I haven't been able to see the good in situations. There have been some tough situations, with my health. I suffer with fibromyalgia, which is quite difficult in daily life. I often have pain and things like that, and as a young person I often question where is the good in that. But I think if I didn't have my faith to hold on to and that hope that there is something more, then I don't think I would have been able to get through that.
It's one of those pieces of scripture that's, it's a challenge, it's an inspiration and also a challenge. And that is one of the big questions, isn't it, that we will have ourselves, that you get from others who are interested in learning more about faith, is situations in their life where they're asking the question, where is the good, where is the God in
yes.
this? And you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing, and I think oftentimes when we look back on different situations, that's, it's only then we can see God in it and the good in it. I have a feeling now that your next question might be connected to what you've already started to touch on, which is a testing time in your life.
Yes, exactly. So about 4 years ago I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which means that I am often very tired and in a lot of pain. And at the time I took time off college, which for me was a big I kind of got lost in that, where is my identity now if I'm not an architect or if I'm not studying or a student? And so I had a lot of questions, and I had a lot of questions for God as well. Why would you make me go through something like that? But in retrospect, like you said, I realized that he also gave me lots of strength, and he gave me a lot of people in my life as well that I could talk to and rely on. And I realized the importance of those people close to me. So while it was tough, I also realized a lot of good things that I had in my life.
How did those conversations happen, though, Aoife, you know, when you're in that situation where, you know, this real test is put to you and it's affecting you every day? You know, it's pretty natural to think that you might go through different emotions in your conversations with God, whether it's being upset or angry. How did you kind of come through to see, as you are so kind of inspirationally now sharing with us, seeing the kind of positive and the good?
Yeah, I definitely was angry at some points in my conversations with God, and a lot of confusion, I think, as well. But I think all the time what I was receiving from God was that you will be restored and you will have life. And it's not that you don't now, you just have a different version of that, if that makes sense. And I think the real gift I got in that suffering was joy. I realized that it's actually a choice to be joyful. It's a choice to do that every day. It's not just something that happens in your circumstances. And I think that's what, at least that's what I learned from that experience, is that. And I think that's what he was trying to tell me as well, that like, you can be joyful in this as well, and I'll give you that strength to do that.
Is that what you would tell you if you could go back and tell yourself, you know, 4 years ago, what you kind of know now, what would it be?
It would probably be that you don't necessarily see the good in the situation now, but it will all play out in the end, and there is good in all those situations, and to the best of your ability, choose joy, choose to try and be joyful and put on that joyful
outlook on life.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such an important point that you've made. It can literally be a choice and almost a habit sometimes when life is tough. Okay, so question number four, where do you see God in everyday life?
Ooh, I think for me, it's in my new college course, art history. I started this year, and I've had definitely the privilege to look at a lot of religious paintings, which has been interesting. I've never really looked at that before. I've always been the person who likes the like paintings with the spray paint or Jackson Pollock with just lots of splatters. So it's been definitely a new thing to look at saints and things like that, or even just Jesus. And so I think he's taught me a little bit about that. It's not just God that I have in my head. There's lots of other ways other people look at him. So I have to think about that more, I think. And also he's given me some new friends who've been very supportive. And I think that's also a gift from him. So
yeah, and connecting it up to what you were previously sharing with us, you might not have been in this situation.
Yes.
Or studying this course if you hadn't have been faced with that trial on your health, right?
Exactly, yeah. So I took time off from architecture because it's a very busy and demanding course, and I realized with my health that it probably isn't the right place for me to be. And I asked a lot of questions of God as well, like where do you want me to go, or should I go somewhere else? And I had to ask myself, what do I love? Like, do I have any loves, or what are they? And I realized this past year that art history is, and art especially, has always been there. I've always loved going to galleries. Whenever I go somewhere, I always try to look at the art, and that's, I think, where I find my true joy and my true love. And so that's why I chose to study that this year. So if I hadn't had that, I don't think I'd be where I am now and as happy as I am now in that place, if that makes sense.
Yeah, which is wonderful to hear. And you can see the joy beaming through you, if I have to say, just when you're talking about that new course that you're studying, and it's fantastic. Okay,
thank
a
you.
Favorite piece of music and why?
Oh, I shared a little bit with my family about this, and they teased me a lot because they said that I have a very eclectic music choice. I can listen to a piece of classical music 1 second and then I'm in some rap or something like that.
That
so.
Is a good thing.
So I've decided that I'm just going to pick a favourite artist. So at the moment it's Stevie Wonder, because very joyful, very upbeat, but also has some really nice music, lots of jazz, and he talks about like good things that have happened but also bad things, and it's all just beautiful music. So Stevie Wonder is my go-to in the morning.
I don't think I'd tease you about that at all now, if I have to say.
Thank you.
A big question, but I'm sure you have a great answer. What makes you happy?
Lots of things. Coffee, definitely. Need coffee.
I'm with you on that one.
I really enjoy actually taking photographs. It's something that makes me really happy. I also love going places in order to do that. So today I'm going to go on a walk with a friend, and I'm going to bring my camera with me. And that's something I really enjoy, going on walks with people, experiencing something, but also being able to capture that as well. So that makes me very happy. And then cookie dough that my sister makes me. She, my little sister Niamh recently made some cookies, and she kept some cookie dough in the fridge just for me, and it was there when I came
home. For a midnight craving.
Exactly, and that makes me really happy.
Oh,
so.
I like the sound of that. If only you had brought some in your handbag to us this morning, then that'd be great. Well, it's been absolutely great to chat to you. If you've just joined me, I've been chatting to Aoife Buckley, 23. Great to have a young person sharing about their faith and their life with us here on Spirit Radio, and thank you so much for being our Life in 5 guest with us this morning, Aoife.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.